We thank you for this opportunity to purposefully look into your word. As we do, we invite the teacher of the church, the Holy Spirit, to fulfill his ministry in our midst. Lord, I ask you to anoint the words that come out of my mouth, cause them to take root in the heart of all who hear this lesson. Father, I ask for illumination, revelation, and understanding to the hearts and the minds of all who hear. Dear Lord, I thank you for making me an able minister of the New Testament. I thank you that we'll have a successful lesson because the Holy Spirit is the teacher. Thank you, dear Father. It doesn't depend on me. It depends on you, and you're faithful. So we praise and thank you in advance in the name of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the title of our lesson tonight is Knowing God. We do have a few new faces here. Let me just tell you, the outline that you're looking at exactly what I'm looking at. I think in outline form, someone just gave me the idea several years ago to make copies for people. That way you don't have to worry about taking notes or writing stuff down. All the scriptures are in here. If I say a scripture that's not on here, I'll let you know. This is another one of those outlines that I finished really late today, so there's probably a bazillion mistakes in it, but we'll get through it. For the past several weeks, I don't know, gosh, 5 or 6 weeks now, we've been talking about the subject of magnifying God. And as always, what I'd like to do right now is repeat everything I've said these previous 6 weeks and then do tonight's lesson, because a lot of what is in tonight's lesson, we've done whole lessons on. And I'm just going to make reference to points that we've already covered. Now, this is a whole lesson. If you haven't been here, you'll get plenty out of it. But there are some things we've already gone over in great detail here. The Psalms talk about magnifying God. Magnifying God. We're not going to look these verses up. We've looked them up in previous lessons. But we have made the point that when we magnify God, we don't make him bigger than he is. Because you can't make God any bigger than he is. We make him bigger in our eyes. Just like when you magnify something, for a science class or whatever, you don't make the object bigger. You just get a bigger view of it through your magnification device. We're getting a more accurate picture of God from his word, and we're working on living our lives in the light of who he is according to the Bible. We're working on magnifying God or getting a more accurate picture, because that's why you magnify something, so you can see it more clearly. To magnify God means to see him more clearly in his word and then endeavoring to live your life in the light of who and what he truly is. And we have made the point that God is small to a lot of us. I mean, we would never phrase it that way, but that's what it boils down to. God is small to us for a lot of reasons. Number one, he's far away from us. That's how most Christians feel about God. He's far from me. He's up there. I'm down here. I've made this point, and I think everybody can relate to it. Sometimes I feel like if I ran into God on the street, he'd look at me and say, and your name would be what again? That's pretty much the human condition. So God seems small because he's far away. And God seems small to us because our sin seems so big. God seems small to us because our problems seem so big. There are a lot of reasons why.